radio akwa bia si eye
Radio Quab 104.6 FM. It's another wonderful Tuesday again. It's my first time being on the studio in 2018. I thank God for such a wonderful opportunity. This song is coming right from the camp of Busulamati. It says, our God reigns. Your God reigns, my God reigns, our God reigns. And he's going to see us through whatever challenges, problem that we're going through. And we believe that he has begun 2018 with us successfully. And he is successfully going to accomplish that for us.
Yeah. nations and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know.
Your case is different. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the challenges are, no matter what the problems are in your life, no matter what the doctors are saying about your current condition, no matter what the economists are saying about your financial situation, they can say what they can see, but God is saying something beyond the understanding of mankind. So your case is different. Maybe they are telling you you are more than a number. You are more than a number. You are more than statistics. You are more than a percentage. Because your situation, somebody might be telling you that, you know, maybe social and so percentage of people who go through your problem experiences this or that. But I'm telling you today that you are more than a number and your case is different. Your case is going to be different and God is going to come through for you. So I'm telling you again, do not lose hope. Do not be discouraged. Do not be disappointed because your God is alive and he's going to see you through whatever you're going through. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, again sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand.
Around me, the works of my hands are exempted from risk. No evil will touch me, no trouble around me. The works of my hands are exempted from risk. My case is different.
I've got a wonderful man of God right in the studio here with me. He's got a message for you. He's here with a wonderful wife. And they've got a message for you. A message that will bring hope. A message that will transform your life. A message that will give you an opportunity to look at life, look at a different aspect, different perspective of life. And I believe that I want to give a short opportunity to just make a phone call, send a text message, invite a friend's friend that God is about to meet them at the point of their need. So just make a quick phone call, invite a friend. That is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. I've got a great man of God from the Redeemed Christian Church in the studio here with me, and he's got a message for you, a message for your family, a message for your friend out there, a message for your finance, a message for your health, and a message to ensure that your tomorrow is going to be a better day. Okay, apparently actually it's not Pastor David preaching, it's the wife preaching, you know, and that excuse my prejudice. excuse my prejudice. So it's not Pastor David preaching, the wife is preaching, and she got a message. You know, and I always say whenever she comes to the studio, she got a heart for women, she got a heart for people who are actually going through challenges in their life and who actually come to the point and say, you know, God, I want to give up. I don't want to do this anymore. But if you hear her speak, the message that she carries, the grace she carries, the anointing that she carries brings hope, brings deliverance, and brings transformation. So, Mama, welcome back to the studio again.
Good evening. And welcome back to New Zealand, you know, to you as well. We've missed you. And we're confident, you know, that you had a swell time, you know, back home. Thank you once more for giving us this opportunity to share the word of God on this planet. Today, I'm in the house, you know, with my husband, Pastor David. My name is Adesanya Adelowo. Hello. It's going to be two in one today. I'm Adesanya Adelowo. I'm wife to Pastor David, pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, New Zealand, Auckland. We have a branch in Auckland at 6C Onan Place, and that's Rosebank Road, Avondale, Auckland, New Zealand. And today we're here on the platform of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And we want to intimate you with some of our programs. On Sunday, we meet at church from 10 o'clock, you know, for our Sunday service. And we finish before 12. And I want to assure you that we've been good, you know, recently with our timing. And so we celebrate that. On Wednesday, we're at church in the evening from 6:30 to 7:30. It's either we're there, you know, for digging deep, or for our faith clinic where we talk about the word of God. Faith clinic, we pray and we share the word of God. Digging deep, it's our Bible study.
And how Yeah. the kind of love that's gonna make you higher, baby, than what you're dreaming of. And I'm gonna give it to you, oh baby. And I'm gonna give it to you, oh baby. I'm gonna give it to you. Before he rises up and sings, a fish without no water is a fish that cannot swim. And if you want a man to be his best, baby, you got to give your love to him. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome at Planet FM's Facebook page. There's lots of information to connect you with all your friends and favourite programs. Just Google Planet FM 104.6 Facebook and click on our link. There are plenty of posts and updates from our fans to keep you in the loop. If you're on Facebook, you can click like and post something yourself. Don't sit out there on your own. Find our Facebook page and you'll always be connected. Just Google Planet FM 104.6 Facebook or enter our name into Facebook search. So, come on over. We'll leave the link on for you.
Would you like to know more about your own self, your surroundings, and the universe? Are you interested in becoming the master of your own future? Tune into 104.6 Planet FM every Monday to Friday from 1:35 p.m. and listen to Radio Buddhist Youth Association Chinese broadcast. Also, if you're interested in Buddhism, there are books in both Chinese and English, free. Please write to us at the Buddhist Youth Association, P.O. Box 82146, Highland Park, Harwick. Take charge and don't miss this great opportunity.
Amro Jotari, the one and only voice of Nepalese community in Auckland. We bring you news, views and music from Nepal every Friday at 6:50 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Tune in this Friday live or listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/Amro Chautari.
You can go your own way. words, weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder, wonder. But here comes the man with a look in his eye. Fair on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives.
It's really quite 104.6 FM. It's been a wonderful time, and we thank God for a wonderful message from Mama, that no matter what it is, God is in control, God is in charge, and God is going to take control of your situation. Thank you very much for such a wonderful message. And we believe those who are listening to us on 104.6 and also on Facebook also had a wonderful opportunity to be blessed by you. And we believe that their lives shall never be the same. And I believe that we're going to see you back again next week with the same powerful anointing and same powerful message. And let's have a quick listen to Bosola Martin again. My case is different. And after that, I'm going to come back to you to the studio here again.
The oceans and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know. My case is different, 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 oh, different, different, oh, 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 different,
different, different, different.
My case is different, my case is different.
My case is different.
Oh, my case is
different.
retirement.
Different.
I rush to take my place.
Different.
I had the victory.
Different.
Over the adversary.
I am different.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. I'm back again into the studio and I'm back into the studio and thanks for watching me. Those of you out there on Facebook, please share the video. Invite your friends to come and join the conversation. We've got a wonderful topic here. And my wonderful guests in the studios are here. Kwasi Freddy is here and Emmanuel Badu also is here. And thanks to all the misses, my wife and my Kwasi's wife and Mr. Badu's wife for allowing us to come to the studio. Because so thank you to all the wives out there who have made this possible. So it's if things are going well now, we have to acknowledge the wonderful women as well.
Yes.
This one coming from the camp of Nero X. Says I'm a winner. So you are, if you're out there watching us on Facebook, you're listening to us on 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, or you are watching us, you are listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz. Nero X is saying that you are a winner.
I'm a militant. What's I'm a winner, na na na. I'm a winner. I'm a winner, na na na. I am a winner, na na. Oh, I am a winner, na na.
Make you never never try yo. If you want to the try yo. You go die young. Here we go. Make you no try yo. Make you never never try yo. If you want to the try yo. You go die young. Here we go.
Don't dare me. I be the baddest, baddest. Just up on them won't try me. But we making them go crazy. Cause anything I do with the BJ. Them are the one that we fair fight. Cause we know they work out, and also make it your leader go. If you try, it goes my baby. Respect, we not the joke.
This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand.
Yeah, me and Shami double, double lawyer, we are not so mad. Mr. Den, Yendago. I did do my business, I don't want trouble. My life, yeah, me and Shami double, double lawyer, we are not so much. I am a winner, na na. Oh, I am a winner, na na. Na, na. Oh, 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 oh. I am a winner.
Make you no try yo. Make you never never try yo. If you want to the try yo. You go die young. Here we go. Make you no try yo. Make you never never try yo. If you want to the try yo. You go die young.
Them they won't make you fall, but we got a strong guy. If you like, make you ball. But I still with the gun guy. I'm a militant, dick, yeah. Cause I'm a winner, na na na. Yo, I'm a winner. Yeah, I'm a winner, na na na. I am a winner, na na.
Those of you who have joined us on Facebook, please share the video and invite your friends to join the conversation as well. This is coming from the camp of Ebony. She said, "Me dawa sinyangku na nanya me." Thanks. So let me acknowledge some wonderful friends, viewers who have joined us on Facebook. Stephen Odum, you've joined us on Facebook. Thanks for watching. And those, once you join us on Facebook, let us know where you are joining us from, and we're going to acknowledge you, and also going to shout out to you and your wonderful families wherever you are. Mawan Zamani, you've joined us also on Facebook. I believe you have joined us from New Zealand as well. This is Radio Akwaaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So before you go ahead, I've got a quick announcement. So, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, in collaboration with the Mustard Seed Chapel International in New Zealand. Mustard Seed, I think it used to be the Lighthouse Chapel. Yeah, Master Seed Chapel International in New Zealand. In collaboration, we are celebrating the Ghana at 61. Ghana at 61. Ghana 61 celebration. The date is on the 11th of March 2018. 11th of March 2018. And the venue is 20 Tipai Place, Henderson. 20 Tipai Place, Henderson. 20 Tipai Place in Henderson on the 6th of March, on the 11th of March 2018. And this is an opportunity for Ghana, the Ghanaians in New Zealand, and our friends and our loved ones to come together and celebrate. Because we were talking earlier on, and we're asking, what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating?
Here is good to celebrate, but those who are in Ghana,
in New Zealand, you are allowed to celebrate, but in Ghana, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to.
No. Then you're not allowed to celebrate.
You're not allowed to celebrate in Ghana, but you're allowed to celebrate
here. Why not in Ghana?
Well, you have to get permission from me first.
What you say? Normally, if you are celebrating something, you celebrate something good.
Good, yeah.
Now, celebration now. Yeah, but now, got an issue.
Hey,
oh, no, but...
Okay. So we are going to go there. It's part of the conversation. So we're going to go there, Kwasi. But let's finish this another. So we want to save money. You see, Anno, the Ghana Association, in collaboration with the Master Seed Chapel, is coming together. So everybody bring a plate.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody bring a plate. So we want to come together and celebrate. Because if I said those of us in New Zealand,
we are allowed to.
We are allowed to
America,
celebrate.
Canada, they all allowed to celebrate.
Yeah. But those in Ghana, not allowed.
No.
Okay, that is coming from Kwasi Fred, not from me. Yes, okay. So that's the announcement. So Ghanaians, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, we invite all Ghanaians, all Africans, and all New Zealanders to come and join us on the 11th of March 2018, 20 Tipai Place in Henderson, to celebrate our independence. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a time to reflect on the goodness of the Lord in our life as well, as a people, as individual. So that is the announcement. So today's topic for discussion. So if you join now, you can ask a question, you can send your question through, and I'll be able to.
Just to cut you off, and don't forget, Frank is sending some container to Ghana.
Yeah.
So the loved ones has got something to send over to their parents or their loved one back in Ghana. The container will be leaving next month on the 19th of March.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got anything, just call Frank.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows his number.
Yeah.
Don't forget to ring him to send something back home to
your family. Yeah. So it's wonderful. And also, this quick announcement also, we can use that as a discussion as well. The New Zealand census is coming on the 6th of March, 2018. So the opportunity for this is for the New Zealand. Last week, we briefly touched on this. The opportunity for the New Zealand government to have an idea. Who lives here? What is the age group of people who are living here? What is the and also it helps the government to be able to plan ahead. And also you notice that when things like this happen, the African community, we normally sue us and thank for joining us on Facebook. So when something like this happens, the Africans in general, we don't tend to involve ourselves much in this kind of exercises, such as census and voting and elections and these kind of things.
And I think last year the voting we did really well.
We did well. So because of that, we want to try and promote this, that on the 6th of March 2018, the New Zealand government, we are having a census. So what is going to happen? You are going to have elected in your letterbox. So you can do this online. My understanding is that you can do this online, or you can fill the form and self address envelope and send it back. Again, so the reason why we want all Africans to do this, because it looks like there's a lot of discrepancies in terms of how many Africans are living in New Zealand. So, and that's why we're calling on all the stakeholders, the Ghana Association of New Zealand, the Zimbabwean Association of New Zealand, the Congolese Association, the Ethiopian, Somalian, South Africans, Burundi, and Burundians, and every African community, and all the different, and Akofi, also as well, to be able to, let's mobilize our people to be able to get ourselves involved in this exercise, because it's very important. So if we are not able to get ourselves involved in this exercise, then we are not going to know how many Africans are living in New Zealand. And when there are policies which is going to try and help other African group in other groups to be able to develop or address some of the social issues they are facing, we are going to lag behind because our numbers will be insignificant. So please, all Africans in New Zealand, 6th of March, you can vote, you can do the census online, you can fill the form and send it back to them as well. So, so just it's important for us that people just try as much as possible. Let's get involved. Let's get registered, and let us get registered. Put your information out there so that we can know how many Africans are living in New Zealand. What are the issues affecting us? What is the age range of Africans in New Zealand, and how can we help our fellow Africans, brothers and sisters? Okay, so now I'm going to come back to the studio. And let me see what is happening here. Okay.
One day you will know. These are the words of my mother. As I'm getting old, even now I remember. So I'm packing all my tools.
Coming from the camp of late Ebony.
Girl like me shouldn't be caught with an old school fool. He told me he was a banker.
And I'm going to go right into the studio to my wonderful guest here. I'm going to go into the studio to have a discussion with my wonderful guest in the studio here.
Picking up the here, mama. Picking up the here, papa. And then quada yaba. Social media nada. Better than I have bought, papa. Better than I am your papa. Nancy Wakodana, what do you want to say? I bought. He told me he was a banker. No, no, when bankrupt. This man is a gangster. Bukum bankum boxer. I'm sorry, I'm a pa. But I'm a bodambo. Are the words of my mother. As I'm getting old, even now I remember. So I'm packing on my.
Thank you, Frank. Frank, the president of the Ghana Association of New Zealand, has just joined us on Facebook. Frank has joined us on Facebook. So please feel free to share the video to share the video among the friends and invite your friends to join the conversation. Okay, let me come back to the studio here. So Ghana 61, Ima. I'm not sure whether once you go on Facebook, you see people on Facebook. There's a campaign and on Facebook which is gaining momentum that Ghana has got nothing to celebrate. So one point is that unless they can tell some of the discussion on Facebook is that unless they can tell how much they spend on Ghana 60, we have nothing to celebrate. Two, our roads, our schools, our health system, everything in Ghana doesn't seem to be working. And if we are going to celebrate, then what are we as a people going to celebrate? That money that we're going to use for the independence celebration, can that money be used to build boreholes, fix the toilet, fill the gutters? And I believe that question for Ima probably might have a different opinion today. So Ima, what is your take on this? Ghana 60, do we have a reason to celebrate? 61, sorry, yeah.
Reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
Some can say, "Be see." The argument can be that probably let's change the focus of what we do during our Independence Day. That we all agree, but they say don't commemorate it. It's neither here nor there. You see, we are so quick to forget where we are coming from.
But see,
to get independence is not something that we took. We didn't get it on a silver platter. We worked for it. Mm. Our forefathers fought. People lost their lives.
End of the day, you're only this. Who that we fought for it? Now, mm-hmm. Look at Ghana now. Mm-hmm. All the leaders now is becoming bullies. They take us as you see. It's like they take us back to where we were before. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why I said then we shouldn't celebrate until say we all agree that we are very, very free. Look at the environment. Look at the hospitals. I mean, you live in Ghana, then minister says when I'm sick, I'm going to I'll fly to overseas to look after myself. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then when you're sick and you know, you go to the hospital, you don't even have a bed to sleep on. And we are happy to do. Let's
so,
celebrate.
So what is your argument?
That my argument is
we don't have to celebrate because we have not achieved
no,
enough.
We not even enough.
So what are you saying then?
Not about enough. Mm-hmm. We have not really tried enough to. I mean, look at, like we came from liberation, mm-hmm. but it looks like we are going back to those we are colonizing ourselves, which is to me I'm not happy with.
That we are all not happy with the situation. We find ourselves in today. That
so,
is
so.
There's no argument around that. The point is this: see, we need to commemorate our independence. Whichever way you think we should go about it, that mm-hmm. I can agree. If you think that the format, we are wasting money in terms of the celebration, mm-hmm. then maybe let's agree to stop it. But it's symbolic. Now see, across the country, mm-hmm. you get people at least reminded of where we are coming from,
yeah.
and where we are today. One of the biggest challenges of African society in African countries across the continent is our inability to know our history. We don't know who we are. And we are not telling ourselves who we are. And you see, somebody said that until the hunter, or the lion, mm-hmm. rather, learns to write the story about hunting, the hunter will forever glorify the hunt. So whatever the hunter writes is what we get to know. And says that I'm a brave person. I went into the bush. I killed the lion. But if you are going to go, So let's not, we don't have to start the argument. So are we saying that every year, we just have to forget about our independence?
Yeah, no, not to forget, but to live
it. But people are saying we don't have to celebrate it. Unless we tell you something different.
Yeah. So this year, or even 3 years, and said now, look at in Ghana, if you ask our leaders, mm-hmm. where do we stand now? And where are we moving? Do you know where we stand now as at now? No, we don't.
Of course, I know that Nanado knows where we stand, where he's taking us. Unless you don't want to see, that you can disagree on how to do it.
Well,
that's okay.
In Nanado's case, it's too early for me to judge.
I'm not saying judge. You know what I'm saying is he's claiming
in general, mm-hmm. for the past maybe ever since I was born, talking about 20 years ago or whatever, I don't know where we stand and where we are going.
Where we are going.
Most of us.
But I see that this is the point. You tell me
what can you as a Ghanaian to be maybe 100%? 100% is too much. Mm-hmm. There's no way in the world you can get fully 100%. Mm-hmm. You could have been maybe 70%. You are fully satisfied with this service that we have in our society.
Okay. I don't need to be fully satisfied. But see,
no, 70% satisfied, not fully.
I get you. Someone said, and I know you don't want me to use the Bible or anything, but you see, if you count your blessings and name them one mm-hmm. by one, let's take our time. Ask yourself, where was Ghana education pre-independence mm-hmm. and post-independence? Where are we now?
How many schools did we have?
We didn't have much.
Wait. How many hospitals? How many hospitals did we have before and after? If you have, see, what we have done, at least in my life.
But we are going back.
I'm not sure about whether we are going back or forward. What I'm saying is, you see, what we have not learned to do, and it starts with our culture. In my workplace,
that's why I have to put a stop on our independence, because we have not learned to do. I like that. Okay, carry on.
You see, at my workplace, somebody said something, yeah. and I told them that, you see, my culture, we are raised to not to talk about what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't speak up in terms of what we can do and what we are capable of doing, because our culture suppresses it. Mm. The reasons we endorse and we are so happy about most of the things they do is not because they are who, it's because they celebrate it. See, our content is not very piece of about Auckland. Oh, Cambridge, you know. Bridge, you know. Not sure bridge. The one light afar. Quentin is not any picture. They are two. I just said the light afar. Auckland Bridge.
Yeah, I say from Auckland by night.
That's what I'm saying. You see, that's the thing. We have not learned to tell our own stories and to glorify ourselves. And so, you see, probably I want to say, we can argue about it and say that, of course, we spend too much money on how we celebrate or commemorate our independence. That's
true. It's not too much money.
But to tell me it's not relevant, it's neither here nor there. We need to commemorate it. Because, see, the point is this. Even in the U.S., it was Black Week, where they celebrate and they try the Black Month, where they talk about the history of the United States to get people to know that, lest we forget. Come out, you Anzac Day.
You will be.
And then you Anzac Day. Who is going to say Anzac Day? There are things you do as part of your history, and you have to be proud of yourself, you have to learn from it.
We don't care about it's not about our history. We know that we have to tell our history. We need to know. If there's a lot of history, we don't even talk about it so much. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, the environment that we live in, then we spend so much. What you're supposed to achieve, we have not been able to achieve.
Environment, when you keep going back and saying the environment in which we live,
we have not been able to achieve.
Then you're saying in effect is that even for us as we are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to celebrate anything.
Oh, we celebrate a lot. I mean, I for celebrate very nice. You see, because with them, they do what probably Well, they've done a lot compared to so-called our government.
They've done
a place to go to. Toilet crowd. You don't have any. You don't have much. You say we're going to celebrate, and we're talking about it. We want to talk about it.
Okay, so Ima, so what do you say? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Akia, our regular viewer from Haiti, mm-hmm. She just joined us. Say wonderful, good discussion. So Ima, so what do you say to those who are saying that we celebrated Ghana at 60?
Mm-hmm.
There was a budget. We don't know how much we spent.
They didn't even account for it.
So do you think? Will you support those who are saying that until we know how much we spent on Ghana?
Accountability.
If somebody says they want to know, that's justified.
Yeah.
But to say until we account for it, we don't have to spend any more money. To me, that's a non-starter. Mm. You see, we should learn to know the value of things we celebrate.
Most people do not appreciate it.
And that's the reason why we are here. If you do value what you are celebrating, then it's worth celebrating. And the Ghana 60, if you go back to and find out Ghana 60, how did the government raise funds? It was corporate money. They raised money to the corporate organizations.
But that's what they're telling us.
That's what they're telling us.
It's a corporate money. But that's what people are saying, that they say they're going to raise money from the corporate organization. Mm-hmm. But whether they raise the money or not, or whether the money came from the taxpayers' money, we don't even know.
The good thing we can do is what they are doing, which is asking people to tell us exactly how much was spent and on what. That I support. Yeah. But to say that if they don't account for it, you don't have to spend again. That's a non-starter. For me, this is what I think. Yeah. I think that we need to commemorate our independence every year, since March.
Put a ban on it for at least 5 years until I'll be able to see that we are improving significantly.
Luckily, you're not the president, so you can't ban it.
I'm going to ban it.
Let's look at this. Ghana at 61. Since March, we're going to be 61 years.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the
so Ghana is older than me. How many years?
Yeah. So you look at the kind of country that we actually started with, mm-hmm. the likes of South Korea.
Korea.
You look at Singapore, mm-hmm. Malaysia, and some of these other countries that actually are around the same level in terms of development as us, or probably even behind us in terms of development. And what do you say in your analysis? We celebrate. Besides celebrating who we are as a people and where we came from, what do you, looking at? Because I saw on Facebook there's a photo about a teacher who was teaching the kids computer with a Word document, and he used a chalk to draw the Word document and showing them this is far here, there. And then people were saying that this is 61 years of independence. The teacher, look at how the teacher is teaching. Kids are crossing the rivers to go to school and people if you go to the hospital, people are lying on the floor.
And
do you think it's fair to say that apart from celebrating who we are as a people, there's nothing else to celebrate?
There's a lot to celebrate. You see, but again, let me pick up from where you ended. Mm. If you said that kids go to school, they cross the river, they don't have computers, I agree. We are not saying that Ghana has become successful. We are not saying that compared to people, our peers, we are so well-to-do. What we are saying is, in the little that we have done, let us go back. And that's why I like what Nanado said, that they've put together a team trying to rewrite our curriculum so that people begin to learn about history, people begin to learn about neighborliness, and begin to learn that being right with your neighbor is as important as it is to be a religious person. Now, the point is this. What you're talking about, computer, learning about this and all that, one of our issues is not because we are 61, but the issue is fundamentally, our education has not been constructed to fit in society. So most of us go to school, we finish school, and we cannot fit within our own society because what we learn in school is different from what happens in society. We don't feel it. You see, we learn abstract. And so we can't correlate what we are learning in school, what's happening around us. You saw the young man who has constructed, invented a bicycle on the sea.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need to solve our problems that exist around us. But our school does not teach us to do the same. You see, what I'm trying to say is, no one is saying that Ghana has all of a sudden become developed.
Mm-hmm.
But the problems you mentioned, they are just everywhere. Yeah, they are just everywhere. In this country, recently, the data shows that you have illiteracy rates going up. People go to school, yet they can't read. In New Zealand, it used to be one of the top countries with the highest education in the world. The problems are not peculiar to Ghana. What we have learned to do is always pick down on ourselves. And that's the problem we have. Yet we never sit to praise ourselves. And it's so hard to do it. You only do it when people are dead.
Yeah.
And that's the hypocrisy we are. We don't talk about things and we never praise ourselves. And so we always condemn ourselves.
So
and
what,
say
what
that,
is it, those who say there are a lot more wrong, bad things to talk about than good things?
The reason is, recently Mike Hoskins said on the show, see, the problem is there's a lot of good news around. But we focus on the bad ones.
Why do you have to say that you get only the good news?
Why do we have to spend time every day talk about prophecies, talk about pastors, talk about things that when we know very well that after Christmas, lots of parents are happy because their kids are going back to school, they are not paying school fees. Why are we not talking about that? Are we not talking about the fact that the opportunity is coming up and more young men are finding themselves in the jobs? Why are we not talking about that? Why are we not praising ourselves and tell the whole world that Ghana was one of the first African countries to allow women to have safe delivery without paying? Why are we not saying that? Ghana is one of the first countries.
What is your status now?
It's not about the status. See, what I'm saying is this. If we begin to tell good stories, and that's what you see, and these things happen, especially in the diaspora. It's happening in the diaspora. You remember there's this UK guy, Yebebo World Cup or South African. He was supposed to do a collabo, and he told them the Africa he knew when he was growing up is different from the Africa he knows when he travels back to Ghana these days. It was the same with Kwame Dumo, and he passed away shortly. We need to tell our own story in a way that people... He gave a very good example. He said, when he goes to South Africa, he calls his friend, and the friend picks him up at the airport. He picks him up in Mercedes-Benz. When the friend comes to London, he tells him, pick the train, drop off at Piccadilly down. I'll pick you up from there. The point is this. Africa is developing. We need to begin to accept it, embrace it, and happily talk about it, and let people begin to know it. If you continue to talk about that, how much are we spending on independence? Do you know the cost of the school you're talking about? Can we change the whole Ghana just by stopping independence celebration?
At least for five years.
Let's read some Facebook comments.
We spend that money on maybe public toilet.
let's read some Facebook comments. So Rosemond is saying, there's no need to celebrate. Frank is saying, I disagree with your question, Freddy. Celebrating independence is letting the young ones know our history.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Akuya is saying, I like your smile, sir. And, Kumasi Nyame, you've joined us on Facebook. And Rosemond is saying, he disagreed with the Ghana Association president that we should celebrate it. Nothing to celebrate. So,
I think we moved there. But as I put a band on it. It doesn't matter all what you say. Kwame Nkrumah said, so I put a band on it for 5 years. In Ghana, if you're in America or Canada or whatever, you can celebrate. You're allowed to. But in Ghana, I said, they don't allow to celebrate for at least 5 years. Until I see that, I give them the green light.
Or the clean water gutters.
Yeah, clean water gutters.
Okay.
All the cities are clean.
Okay, so let's come to this. No, the second topic for discussion, life expectancy. So we know in Ghana, to be honest, when I went to Ghana, Kwasi brought this topic to me today. Yes, last week we talked about over more than 2,000 people. That's documented.
Yeah.
die on our street every day. Those who are paralyzed.
Every year.
Oh, sorry, every year. Those who are paralyzed, those who are cars damaged, and all the cars, it's not included. Those who die, that's the documented. Who die on our street every year is about over 2,000 people. Beside that, when I went to Ghana, you see obituaries on the wall. 30, 35. And life expectancy in Ghana is about 60, 62 years. Life expectancy in the U.S. is about 79, 80. Australia is 82. New Zealand is 81. What it means is that if you happen to live in New Zealand or Australia, you are most likely, unless there's an accident, you are most likely to die at the age of 80.
Or something like cancer. Or
yeah, unless you die, yeah, something drastic. You are most likely to live at the age of 80, 82. But in Ghana, if you happen to live in Ghana, you are most likely to die between the years 50 and 60.
Even less than that.
58 to 60. Yeah. And the question now is, majority of Ghanaians are dying before the retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And people are dying, and most people are dying at their prime age, maybe 40, where they have accumulated a lot of experiences to be able to help the country. Mm. They will die from something mysterious. We don't know what is happening. Mm. The question now is, why are our people, because see, why are our people dying so young?
That's it. Mister, go ahead.
No, he called you. You go ahead.
Okay,
it's quite pity. Because when I was younger, but maybe at the age of maybe 10, when you see me, a dead body, here somebody's body is dead, it was very scary. Because usually it used to be the old people, maybe 80s, 70s. You see, it wasn't very common. And slowly beginning to be like young ones, and when the young ones started dying, we quickly blame, they say witchcraft or whatever. Mm. And that's what we all used to believe. And those days, if something happens like that and you are old, especially a woman, you are in trouble. You see, most of the time, we try to put the truth aside because we always want a quick answer, quick solution.
Mm.
And if you want something quick, you stand a chance to be wrong. You see, me and you are here, we got a lot of things that we can compare. Like when you ask me about why we die so early, if you live in, especially in Ghana, you are more likely to come across maybe malaria, typhoid, cholera, maybe jaundice, sunburn, even sanitation. You see what I mean? Poor sanitation. Now I'll combine it, like poor sanitation is what is causing most of our deaths. You see, when I was in